Welcome to the Centre for Cities podcast. Today I'm joined by my colleague Eleanor Magrini, and we're going to be talking about economic inactivity in British cities and highlighting particularly some of the findings from a recent report we've done with the OECD into these sorts of issues. And the context obviously is that we have a jobs miracle. You know, it's been widely referred to, it's widely talked about by politicians and by policymakers and by journalists. When we look at employment, that's at near record highs. When we look at unemployment, that's at near record lows. We have skills shortages and skills mismatches across the country in different places. And it's amazing given, you know, the terrible performance of our economy over the last decade when we think about growth and productivity more generally. The jobs miracle is genuinely an issue that we need to grapple with. But, and there is always a but, beneath these very good kind of national figures, there is much nuance and variation when we begin to look at the situation in our cities across the country. So, Eleanor, let's get into economic inactivity. And first off, for our listeners, just set out what economic inactivity is and what it isn't and how it relates to the more official figures in relation to unemployment.
Yes, so we know that a person is economically inactive if he or she is not in the labour force, meaning they're not working and they're not looking for a job during the period in which they get interviewed. That means that a whole bunch of different people fall into this category. Students are inactive, retirees, people looking after family or home, people with health issues or disabilities, and people that are discouraged. Economic inactivity is an indicator that is the opposite of the labour market participation rate, which looks at the employed and the unemployed. Measuring inactivity in combination with employment and unemployment is important because it can help assess how inclusive the labour market is and go beyond these figures about the job miracle. Economic inactivity is a broad category and lots of different people fall within this group, not all of them for the same reason. On one hand, we have people that kind of have chosen to be inactive. If you're a student, you are happily not in work, and there's a reason why you're not in work. And same if you decided to retire, and most of the time, same when you're looking after family or home. On the other hand, if you're discouraged and you're inactive because you believe no job is available, or you're inactive because you have health issues or disabilities and you don't have the adequate support to be in the labour market, probably you haven't chosen in the same way to be inactive, and you're inactive for other, let's say, let's call them economic reasons. So what we did was to try to separate these two groups and focus on the people that, if with adequate support, could be in the labour market. And to do so, we took those that are discouraged and those that have health issues. This is an estimate, it's not the perfect measure. We do know that some people that are inactive for health reasons couldn't possibly be in work even with the best support. And on the other end, instead, we know that people that are looking after family or home sometimes are inactive because childcare costs are too expensive for them to be in work. But this is the best we can do with the data we have.
Okay, so paint the picture then, given all of that, paint the picture of then what do we find when we look across our British cities?
Yes, so overall we find that 3 million people in Great Britain would fall in this economic inactivity category that with support could be in the labour market. 1.7 million are in cities, but there is a whole wide range of different cities. In Liverpool, for example, 12% of people are in this economic inactivity category, and it is the highest share of all across the country, and is followed by places like Dundee, Barnsley, Mansfield or Sunderland. Whereas on the other end, farther south, the levels are much lower. So in Crawley, only 2% of the population would fall into this economic inactivity category. And in Oxford and Exeter is less than 5%. All the places with the highest economic inactivity rates tend to be outside the greater southeast.
And when we look at economic inactivity in places like Liverpool and Dundee compared to places like Crawley, how does that relationship play out then in relation to the official unemployment stats? Is there a relationship? Do we see, you know, a similar sort of pattern?
Yes, we do partly see a similar pattern, and that because part of the reason behind having high economic inactivity rates is having a weak labor market today. So that means that if you are a place where there are not many economic opportunities available, obviously your unemployment rate will be higher, and so will be the economic inactivity one, because there are the lack of opportunities pushes people out of the labor market and to be inactive. We also saw that history matters, and that economic inactivity rates today are higher in places where mining and manufacturing were a big, big part of the labor market back in the middle of the past century. And part of the reason why we think this plays a role in terms of the economic inactivity figures today is because part of the response to the decline in mining and manufacturing was to compensate people and help them out of the labor market without encouraging them to upskill, retrain, and find new and better jobs.
And this that also picks up on a point that we illustrated when we did our Century of Cities work, which actually looked at, you know, 100 years of economic change, and we saw similar patterns there. In a sense, when we look back 100 years, those places with much more mining and manufacturing do less well today, and that's in part because they haven't reinvented their economy away from manufacturing and mining into knowledge-led activity, whether it's manufacturing or whether it's services. So there's kind of a similar finding on the economy side as well as on the labour market side.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So if the factors influencing it then are the overall economic performance of the place and the strength of the labour market, and there's a kind of historical legacy element to it, when we think then about what needs to change, you know, what would we want to be doing in order to address some of these big issues in relation to inactivity, what are they?
Yeah, so the concern is that people that are economically inactive often fall through the cracks of the system. Unlike the unemployed who get specific support, nobody is responsible for those that are inactive. And that really needs to change if we want to use their potential and bring these people back into the labour market. So what we think needs to change are three things. First of all, we need a better joined up approach at the local level, in which we integrate health support, childcare support, and employment support together to help those people that are farther away from the labour market to get one or two steps closer to the labour market. Second of all, we need better and more investment on skills, not just for the people that are in the workforce, but for the inactive too, to unlock their potential. And thirdly, and that's a more broader point, and is in relation to what we were mentioning before in terms of the reason why some places have more inactivity than others, we need to help those places that have a weaker performance today to reinvent themselves and shift towards an economy that is more resilient and in which businesses want to locate and thrive.
And again, those sorts of questions and or responses pick up on a number of other areas of work that we've been undertaking, not least the Disadvantaged Areas project that we've just finished through the What Works Centre for Local Economic Growth and the What Works Network, which recognises that in some places employment and work is simply not going to be enough, particularly for those that are inactive and probably been inactive for a while. Complementing them and supplementing them with additional services, whether it's health or whether it's childcare or whether it's housing, is going to be in a critical part of that. More details on how the UK compares to other OECD countries and what other countries are doing to address economic inactivity are available in the report, which is on our website. Eleanor, thanks very much.
Thank you.